So right next door to Iraq, in Iran, are people there worried about Iraq?
Definitely, definitely.
That's New York Times reporter Thomas Erdbrink speaking from Tehran. Iran is a Shia-majority country and an ally of the government in Baghdad. Some say Iran is considering sending troops across the border, or already has. That worries Iranians who remember the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s. Erdbrink says that comes up as Iranians watch the current crisis in Iraq.
This is happening in Iran's backyard. And in the heartland of Shiism, you can see that normal people are scared of what's happening. They are afraid that this is coming towards them. But at the same time, some people are saying, look, we have already given our sons in the eight-year war with Iraq. Why should we now send more people there potentially in order to help out that country? We have our own issues. So people are divided, but it's definitely a topic that people are talking about.
Iraq and Iran share a huge border. What's going on along the border right now, and how much military has Iran put on the border?
The Iranian security officials have not provided any details to their local media on what measures they have taken. I do think that if they are wise and if they are not underestimating the threat, that they would have sent reinforcements, especially to those border areas, because the border areas are all inhabited by Iran's Sunni minority, which might not agree with ISIS, but on the same hand would be more sympathetic to them in, you know, than if the borders were all inhabited by Shiites. So generally, the borders are already a security zone, but you can be sure that now they are even more a security zone.
Both the Iranian and U.S. officials have said they'd be interested in talking about what's happening in Iraq. Do you think that's going to happen? I mean, what would they actually discuss?
I think what is happening is not unprecedented, but definitely a sign that the interests of both the United States and Iran are in the region are further aligning as this crisis in Iraq is developing. We mustn't forget the Iranians in 2001 and 2002 have supported the Americans when they attacked the Taliban in neighboring Afghanistan. They provided information, crucial information on the ground, and also a right to overflights for U.S. military planes over Iranian airspace. What is happening now is that next to the nuclear talks in which Iran and America at certain moments are already engaged in direct bilateral talks, we will also see talks about Iraq. But what it means for the people on the other side, people who might support ISIS or the other regional powers such as Saudi Arabia, that Iran and the United States are more and more aligning their forces. And that could, of course, also mean that we will see more trouble ahead and maybe more support from certain countries for Sunni extremists.
I mean, really hard to see how nuclear talk success or failure could affect what's happening in Iraq. But do you think that the discussion about Iraq between the U.S. and Iran could actually influence the nuclear talks?
Well, let's say that you walk into a carpet store here in Tehran and you want to buy a carpet, and it turns out that the carpet seller just happens to be also a fan of the singer that you also love and you really have something in common. That might bring the price down. I guess the same goes for all this, the convergence of talks that is happening now. They're talking about nuclear, they're talking about potentially about Iraq. What it means is that Iranian and American officials are getting to know one another. And what that could mean is that, yeah, they might not be successful on one front, but they might be able to strike a bargain on another front. Why not?
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that Persian carpet metaphor, but it does make sense. Thomas Erdbrink, Tehran correspondent for The New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.